This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's funny how Daniel Jones is basically holding everybody else up. The Daniel Jones domino, according to the insiders, is the one that has to move for some of these other quarterbacks to end up going to different places. So if Daniel Jones picks the Minnesota Vikings, then they're probably going to go with the Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy room. If Daniel Jones goes to Indianapolis, then that shuts down different places for them. Maybe Aaron Rodgers considers Minnesota. The Giants have to sit there and wait. Does Russell Wilson go to Minnesota? Does Russell Wilson go to Indianapolis? Russell Wilson's not going back to Pittsburgh, you wouldn't think, but maybe if Aaron Rodgers chooses somewhere else. So there's a couple of guys out there, including Daniel Jones, that are holding up the rest of the market where they land.
The thing about Aaron Rodgers is he is still technically a New York Jet. And if somebody is talking to him, I believe that that would really, truly be tampering, and the Jets could file a tampering report.
But they're not going to do that.
You never know, man, with these teams.
I mean, why would they do that?
And I would think that, you know, Aaron Rodgers can't wait until tomorrow gets here so he can make his decision, if he already hasn't made his decision. That possibly could have happened as well. And again, we talked about the three potential spots for him and Russell Wilson, for that matter. I don't see Russell Wilson going to Minnesota, do you?
I do not, no. But then again, if this is how it could happen, if they really don't like J.J. McCarthy to start the season, and Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, and Russell Wilson wants the Giants to come to New York, and then they are looking for a...
But you know what's amazing to me? Is I know the Steelers wanted Justin Fields back at a certain number.
Yeah.
So the Jets obviously exceeded that number.
Mm-hmm.
The starting quarterback in Pittsburgh last year at the end of the year was Russell Wilson.
It was.
And they just added one of his former wide receivers from Seattle. Why wouldn't they just run it back with Russell Wilson under these circumstances?
I don't believe this, but I'll answer your question. They probably think that Aaron Rodgers can take them farther in the playoffs than Russell Wilson did. That's what they think. Doesn't mean that they're right. They could be right.
Right.
But Omar Khan and Arthur Smith, who is there as the offensive coordinator, are maybe thinking of Mike Tomlin himself, obviously, in charge, is thinking, hey, I think we could do better than Russ. And we saw enough from Aaron. We'll protect him with the defense, everything else, and maybe we can just get a step farther in the AFC.
And by the way, the North Carolina Tar Heels wanted a different coach than Bill Belichick. He was the second choice for the North Carolina Tar Heels behind, you know who?
No, I don't.
Arthur Smith.
Oh, the Artie Party. Yeah, well, the Artie Party was, he's a, you sure about that?
Yes.
Turned it down?
Yeah.
I know he's a... That's his alma mater.
Yeah.
The Artie Party. Oh, okay. I mean, I know they had talked to him, but...
Yeah, they wanted him, and then he said no, and then they turned to Bill Belichick.
Interesting. All right. Well, the Artie Party's still there in Pittsburgh, and the Artie Party might get Aaron Rodgers. So, I think that's the way it's going to go. I think you're going to... And I think that Russell Wilson ends up here. Now, it's just the guess of things. And Russell Wilson, I could see actually wanting to come to New York with his wife and sort of the celebrity stuff that you can get out of that. I can definitely see that.
Russell still can play. I'm not saying that he can't play. Of course he can play. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers can still play. And, of course, Daniel Jones can play. Marcus Mariota can play. Carson Wentz can play. All those guys can still play. The question is any one of those guys, and I think for Pittsburgh or the Giants, Aaron Rodgers definitely excites the players, excites the team. And you know, as long as things get off to a good start. I think that I don't know if any of those other players do that.
I know they made up, but I forget the Steelers defender's name when it was Aaron Rodgers was first linked to
this
the Steelers.
Safety, right? Wasn't he a safety?
And he said, you know, leave his ass at the retirement home. So I don't know if all the players are.
He's probably close with Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. More Justin Fields than Russell Wilson.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, we have a Steeler fan in our life. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers going there. He sent us puke emojis.
Yes.
So will it excite the fan base?
But again,
will it excite the players?
But again, this is basically where we are in the NFL right now. There's nobody other than some of these defensive and offensive linemen that truly excite people. Maybe a defensive back here or there. But this isn't what I would consider, even though the money has been big this year. It wasn't all that crazy. The craziness was the re-signing of Josh Allen, the re-signing of all those defensive linemen up there in Buffalo and Shakir. You know, the trade of DK Metcalf was big. The trade of Geno Smith was big.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff in and around the free agency, to me, was a little bit more eye-opening. And also, I would say what New England did so far, so good. And what San Francisco is doing right now is really interesting.
Revamping the team.
I mean, Deebo Samuel's gone. Juszczyk is gone. Charvarius Ward is gone. I mean, they've lost, what, 7 or 8 different people on that team. And they are I don't know if they're going to rebuild on the fly, but they still have really good players. And are they going to reunite the Bosa brothers, or will Joey Bosa stay down in Miami where he lives in the offseason?
Deshaun Elliott was the name of that Pittsburgh Steeler who said, leave your ass in the retirement home. All right, so I'm on the record here. I don't know anything more than anybody else except for what I read. But I got the Steelers getting Rodgers. Where do you have Rodgers going?
What's his sign, Al?
I don't recall what his sign is.
His birthday, I don't know. I was going to say it's during the season, but maybe I could be wrong about that. His birthday is December 2nd.
Is that a Sagittarius? What is that?
Man. Sagittarius. Good job. You're on top of it.
All right. So,
you got Aaron Rodgers going too?
If the Steelers haven't signed Russell Wilson yet, then I got him going to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So, because Russell Wilson can sign right now. He's like one of these tampering free agent guys.
That's right.
Aaron Rodgers isn't.
All right. I've got Daniel Jones staying with the Vikings.
Okay.
Where you got Daniel Jones going?
What is Indianapolis doing?
So that's the other place that you got him going to Indy?
Oof.
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 Where does Daniel Jones go? Vikings, Indy, somewhere else.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's okay if we're wrong about these things, man. It's no big deal. We're trying to predict the future.
I'm going to say he stays in Minnesota.
Okay. So we agree on both of those things right now. We both got Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers. We both have Daniel Jones staying with the Vikings. Russell Wilson I've got going to the Giants.
All right. Where's Marcus Mariota, Carson Wentz, and Gardner Minshew going?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet.
We're stuck on Russell Wilson here. So I got Russell Wilson going to the Giants. Where you got him going?
I guess it's the Giants.
All right.
What about Indy for him?
Could be. I'm asking you. I told you what I think. I'm asking you.
Like, the mistake that Indy made with Anthony Richardson is just, you know, just to have a stable. That's why they went with Joe Flacco. Just to have a stable guy that can actually lead the team.
Yeah.
To me, that's, that. Does Russell Wilson want to go to Indy?
So the Giants with another signing this morning, and that is Javon Holland, safety from Miami. Just trying to get the details of that contract. We don't normally get a lot of breaking news during the program. So here we go. Giants are giving Javon Holland a 3-year, $45 million deal worth up to $46.8 million, including $30 million guaranteed.
All right, so there you have it. The Giants are trying to rebuild their secondary.
That is correct. Another one this morning, Jonathan Allen, former Commander, has signed a 3-year, $60 million deal with the Vikings. Defensive tackle. Guy's a former Pro Bowler. So, yeah, so all right, the Giants did not pay Xavier McKinney.
Right.
Talking about not wanting to pay running backs or safeties, have now gone out in free agency and gotten Javon Holland. Now, I don't remember that deal for Xavier McKinney. But this is a significant contract.
It is a very significant contract. 3 years, $45 million.
Yeah.
$30 million guaranteed. They're spending some money and they're improving their secondary, which is, you know, I mean, it was a big problem for them.
Yeah. What wasn't, by the way? So anything that wasn't a big problem for them?
So the Giants have signed 3 defensive players. Is that right?
Yes.
It is. I believe it is.
Well, the Cowboys, the former Cowboy edge rusher, right?
Yep.
Now you got Javon Holland.
Chauncey Golston is the other one.
Right. The Jets signed the safety Andre Sisco. That's really it, because they re-signed Darius Slayton, right?
Yes.
I don't know who else we're missing. But Darius Slayton re-signed. Now you got Javon Holland. And the guy I already forgot from the Cowboys, his name.
Golston.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Not Vernon Golston.
No.
Don't worry. That guy's long gone.
And, you know, the Buffalo Bills did the right thing by giving Josh Allen a new contract extension and giving him $250 million guaranteed. So that's the most ever in the history of the league for guaranteed money.
Yeah.
It eclipses Deshaun Watson, which means that I got to believe Kansas City's got to be redoing or getting ready to redo Patrick Mahomes here.
Yeah, and good for those guys. I mean, it's really, Josh Allen living the life right now. He's at his bachelor party, just had his bachelor party with Sam Darnold. Think about those guys, all the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars they were rolling in.
Think about those parties, man.
Yeah.
Where was the bachelor party?
It was down in Florida. They actually showed up at TGL on their bachelor party.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They were there. Kyle Allen, former quarterback. I don't know if he's on a roster. Him, Sam Darnold. They were playing some golf, going out, drinking, signing $100 million contracts. Not so bad.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It was such a weird crowd at that TGL. They had those guys. They had Josh Allen's bachelor party, and then Celine Dion was there.
What was she doing?
Singing My Heart Will Go On with Marty, what's his name? Marty, Smith. It's Marty Smith. Should have remembered that.
Oh, the tennis player?
No.
Who's that?
Marty Smith's just like a sideline guy.
Marty McGee.
Yeah, he's got a beard. He does like NASCAR stuff sometimes.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know who he is.
College football.
TGL's not doing very well.
Yeah, well, obviously, if they're trotting out Celine Dion, trying to get some attention. I mean, the first one was good. I mean, they got some eyeballs on it, but it's hard. Unless you're a freak like me, you're not going to sit there and watch it.
I think your boy Kyle Allen is still with the Steelers.
With the Steelers?
I think so.
You think he's still with the Steelers? Well, last year they had, so he was the third quarterback with the Steelers last year?
I believe so.
Okay. He's under contract this year?
Maybe
he'll go play with Aaron Rodgers then. Kyle Allen, Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Where's Tim Boyle going?
Timmy Boyle. As Brandon Tierney said, he could spin it.
He can spin it, baby.
I'll tell you, he'll end up on either the Jets or Giants somehow, Tim Boyle. He will take a snap here at some point.
At some point,
at
yes.
At some point.
We don't know whether it's preseason or like in game 15.
Yeah. No, he'll be here. He finds a way to sneak his way into some of these horrible seasons, put his stamp on it. So, yeah, I mean, this stretch of quarterback play has just been as bad as it gets for the Jets and Giants. Just as bad as it gets. You had just a glimmer of hope with Aaron Rodgers, and then that was it. Glimmer of hope. Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, on and on and on.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.